going to be done. However, it is not just surgeons. I've intimated on a couple of occasions that we've got to look at the team. And I think one of the big things that's happened is the developments of multidisciplinary team activity. It's become part of the culture. We're used to it. We rely on our colleagues. However, we have to make sure as surgeons we know precisely what the options are with regard to medical and clinical oncology. I'm afraid our medical oncology colleagues work by algorithm. They do not consider the patient. They see a diagnosis. They give the patient chemotherapy and expect us to sort out the rest of it. Personally, I think that is a wrong approach. We have to be very, very careful that we take on the management of the whole of the patient. My teaching to my trainees is the cancer in this patient resectable? Is the patient resectable? Because otherwise we could end up into just being the ones who are doing the operation. And I'm very concerned that unless we make sure those principles are maintained with our trainees, we're going to be pushed slightly to the sideways. I've been desperate to get a medical oncology registrar into theatre for 6 hours, 4 to 6 hours to watch an esophagectomy. It hasn't worked yet, despite me nagging down.